A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there, and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Usually when we hear a preaching about this particular reading, the theme is about trust. And this is true in this case as well. Jesus makes it very clear that we only should take with us what we need, and we'll get the rest from God, from Jesus, from the Spirit, from help people who help us. But I'd like to focus on a phrase in this gospel that doesn't get talked about very much, and it's this: whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. Clearly, Jesus is warning his apostles and warns us that there are some people who are just not going to listen to what we have to say about the gospel. We're just not going to get through to some people. I have a situation like that, or I did, rather. I was teaching some seniors in high school religion, and they were a tough group that particular year, and in particular, there was one young man who it seemed like no matter what I did, I couldn't get through to him. As the year went by, I got more and more frustrated and discouraged about how I was going to reach them, and I guess I felt a little bit guilty because I wasn't doing what I thought my job was. One Sunday, I was sitting in church, and I was reflecting again on what I could do differently and basically asking God for some help to get through to them. And I felt very clearly a sense, or perhaps I heard it, that said, you don't have to get through to them. That's my job. Now, who told me that or how I felt that or heard that, I'm not sure exactly, but I think it was probably the Spirit. But what I took away from that was that while I have to do the best job I can do to teach them and to love them and to model for them Christian behavior, that in the end, I can't force them to believe. And in a sense, I have to shake the dust off my feet in terms of forcing my beliefs upon them. That was not going to be happening. Many of us today struggle with loved ones, children or siblings or friends, who seem to fit into this category of people described in the passage, people who just won't welcome us or won't listen to us. Do we write them off, as Jesus advises? Well, I don't think so. Ronald Rollheiser, in a book entitled Secularity and the Gospel, Being Missionaries to Our Children, suggests that it's secularity and the secular world that often get in the way of our friends, our siblings, our children from listening to us. And they're often the cause of loss of faith and practice in the world today. He suggests that we must become missionaries to secularity. And I'm quoting now from his book. Effective missionaries to and within secularity must show secularity how it can grow to a new maturity by moving beyond where it is at the present to something new. How do we do this? By letting our lives speak of and give real flesh to truth, justice, peace, love, holiness, and fidelity. And I close the quote there. Rollheiser also concludes with this statement: our real task is to make the secular world fall in love with God again. It might seem like this is a little overwhelming, but isn't it what Jesus would want us to do? Jesus warned his, just as Jesus warned his original disciples that there would be people not ready to hear them, Jesus warns us that there will be those people ready, not ready to hear our message of love and repentance as well. And just as he warned his original disciples that they may have to brush the dust off their feet, we might also have to do that with active engagement with these people. It doesn't mean we stop loving them or living our lives as models of Jesus. It's just that we can't force them. So what do we go from here? Well, I would suggest that what Jesus is calling us to do is to continue to love with compassion all of these people who don't welcome us and don't listen to us, and rather be models of Jesus' love in the world.